listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. It's a pleasure to have with us a man I've come to admire greatly for his courage, both in the uniform of the United States Marine Corps, and since he's taken that uniform off, his work as a special agent of the FBI, involved in, among other things, its SWAT team operations and counterterrorism. He has also been, since he left the FBI, an extraordinary resource to all of us, notably, but not exclusively, the law enforcement community, about the threat we're facing from what he thinks of, I think rightly, as an insurgency inside the United States. He is one of the co-authors, part of our Team B2, of a book entitled Sharia, The Threat to America. Graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, and one great American, his name is John Guandolo. He is these days the founder and president of UnderstandingTheThreat.com, a really invaluable organization helping, as I say, train our law enforcement communities and helping the rest of us get squared away about the threats we're facing. John, thank you so much for joining us. Good to have you back.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Frank.
Well, on your blog today, UnderstandingTheThreat.com, you have a very provocative piece. Most of them, I think, are provocative, but this one was particularly so, which you described the Islamic movement as having entered the, quote, final stage, unquote. Talk to me about what the Islamic movement is, first of all, and then we'll get to what that final stage entails.
Right. So the Islamic movement defines itself as a movement whose goal is to establish an Islamic state under Sharia Islamic law. And Islamic law itself obliges jihad until the entire world is under Islamic rule. And it is the law that comes from the Quran and the example of the Prophet Muhammad. It is required to be the law of the entire earth. And the vehicle to do that is jihad, which is only defined in all Islamic law as warfare against non-Muslims. Now, the primary leader of the Islamic movement currently is the Muslim Brotherhood, but there are many other elements. The Muslim Brotherhood's a Sunni element. You have Iran, the Shia elements, Hezbollah, Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. You have Tablighi Jamaat, which is cooperates and partners with the Muslim Brotherhood, both here in the United States and overseas. But primarily in the United States, the leading element for the interfaith outreach, presenting a pleasant image when in fact they are not suit-wearing jihadis, as we call them, the primary is the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, and it is engaged, as you've taught me, in what's been called civilization jihad, a kind of subversive activity that I guess a precursor really for the violent kind, but we're often told they're good guys because they're nonviolent, even if they're actually setting the predicate for that violence. What you've described, the phenomenon of the Islamic movement, what is the role played in it of this doctrine known as Sharia?
First of all, Sharia itself is the law that comes from Allah. So one who considers himself a Muslim is one that submits to Islam. And to submit to Islam is to submit to Allah's law. And so Sharia comes from the Quran, which is the uncreated word of Allah, according to Islam, and the example of the Prophet Muhammad. Very briefly, the Quran was revealed, according to Islam, over a period of about 22, 23 years to Muhammad in the Arabian Peninsula. One thing that people need to understand that is often not known is that in the Quran itself, it says whatever comes chronologically last overrules what comes before. So everything that happened in Mecca is abrogated. And in Medina, where we get the first revelations of jihad, what comes later overrules what comes earlier legally. And 100% of the Islamic scholars understand this and teach this, and it's taught in Islamic schools. What's interesting is that hijra, that journey from Mecca to Medina by Muhammad, is when the Islamic calendar starts. And the emphasis on Medina is clear, and the role of Islamic law becomes very clear because we get jihad in that Medinan period. Its ultimate objective is to rule the world under Sharia.
And John, when you talk about the final stage that this Islamic movement has now entered, I've heard you describe what's happening in places like Europe and even here as an insurgency. Would you just define that term for us? And is that the final stage that, we are now confronting?
That's great. Great step off question. The stages of the insurgency, if you will, which is what I call it, what we call it, because militarily that's what we're witnessing. It begins with training. It begins with organizing. And then you get to the point where you do peaceful resistance, and then you do more forceful resistance, and then you do the hijra. So that's how they do it. And the way the insurgency looks is they get into all aspects of the society, the media, the political realm, the educational realm, the law enforcement, the security realm. And as we heard the guy who ran the Combating Terrorism and Technical Support Office under Irregular Warfare for the Pentagon say on national radio a year ago, the Muslim Brotherhood controls the national security decision-making process for the United States government. And they've done that by getting into our war colleges, the Joint Forces Staff College, the Command and Staff College, Army War College, into the universities where our government officials are trained, and they control the message about Islam.
And to some extent into the government itself, which is, I think, one of the things you were talking about, Rich Higgins, of course, was warning of, that got him fired from the National Security Council recently. And John, just very quickly, we're going to run out of time. Talk about the left's role in enabling this Islamic movement assault on America. Their shared goals, evidently, despite their seeming, very different views on things like, feminism and homosexuality and Jews and the like.
Well, what's interesting is the hard left Marxists, we see the Socialist Workers Party, the LGBT national movement joined together with Communist Party USA and with Black Lives Matter and with Antifa and with many, many other groups. And they are cooperating with the Islamic movement. And the shared goal is the overthrow of the U.S. government. I watched hours of video from both Charlottesville and Seattle and other events like that. And one of the most interesting thing is numerous people on these videos identified themselves as Marxists or communists, and that they want a communist system so that everybody is taken care of. They want the overthrow of our constitutional republic, the implementation of communism. The Muslims want the overthrow of the government and the implementation of Sharia and a caliphate. What I describe in my article is the leading edge now of the violence that we're starting to see. Our assessment at UTT is that this is, unlike the other violence we've been seeing, when you put other events in context that's happening in the Islamic movement and that's happening elsewhere with these recent violence events of violence, our assessment is this is the leading edge of that final stage of them starting to really turn, ratchet the violence up in the immediate future.
John Guadola, we have to leave it at that for the moment, I'm afraid, but we will be back to you with, I hope, a longer conversation in the very near future. Thanks for the great work you do at understandingthethreat.com. It is an invaluable resource. I commend it to all of our listeners, as I do Sharia, The Threat to America, the book you contributed to, and also Raising a Jihadi Generation, John's newest book. Keep up the good work, my friend. Come back to us again soon. Next up, we'll talk with Dr. Michael Rubin about the latest efforts we've been making on behalf of one of the most dangerous of the Islamist operations, the Islamic Republic of Iran. That and more straight ahead.